I'm Amy Scott with the Marketplace Morning Report. It has been, to put it mildly, a tough few years on the East Coast storm-wise. You might remember hurricanes Ida, Earl, Irene, and 3 years ago, Superstorm Sandy. That was one that got a lot more businesses thinking about how to protect themselves. And since then, many have invested in one particular flood protection product. From WGBH in Boston, Rupa Shenoy has the story.
People like to say Superstorm Sandy was a wake-up call. As it approached New York City in October 2012, businesses had to rely on an age-old technique.
Sandbags. I'm pretty sure those were around when the Romans were building buildings.
That's Brian Koop. He's a VP with Boston Properties, one of the largest developers of office buildings around the country. Post-Sandy, East Coast businesses like his have been looking for better options. Koop's colleague, Ben Myers, says there didn't seem to be much out there.
We did also look at one inflatable solution that wasn't as easily deployed and also was inflatable, so it could puncture and not work.
But then he discovered the Aquafence. It's a wall that's easy to quickly assemble and quickly take apart, sort of like IKEA furniture. Koop loves it. We're standing in Boston's financial district with the harbor to our left. He says in a flood, there'd be
800 linear feet of fence going up in a matter of a couple hours. That's pretty amazing to me.
When it's assembled, an Aquafence temporarily anchors into the ground. It would turn this building into something like a walled city. Adam Goldberg is director of the New Jersey-based Aquafence company.
We had sales increases of about 200% year over year for the last 3 years in the U.S. Last year alone, we had over 40 projects.
But those projects aren't cheap at several hundred thousand dollars per fence. Still, since Sandy, 40 New York companies decided it's worth the price. Goldberg says it helps that businesses have seen the fences work.
There's a grain facility in Hungary that has used the panels 4 times in 4 years.
In the U.S., downtown Fargo got to try it out a couple times during floods in 2010 and the following year. So when the next Sandy hits, look for the Aquafences among the sandbags. For Marketplace, I'm Rupa Shenoy.